So I'm not necessarily trying to make a habit of doing these in the car, but I just do sometimes when I am out about, which I do errands and stuff because we're all people living in a pandemic and I'm during the day quite busy. But yeah, hey friend, you know what? I had a weird fucking day for so many reasons. I think sometimes we can all relate to that. We're just having a strange day. And I guess part of me just wants to feel like a little normal. So I guess I thought I was in the mood to maybe do an army style giggle joy. I know this isn't for everyone because I'm silly, but I am just kind of in the mood to touch a penis and I can't help myself. So lady has needs, you know, she does. Yeah, I do. I like to touch penises. Not a lot of them, but just yours in particular as we come about this evening, because it's evening for me as I'm taping this. So if you're interested, stick around. And if you're not, then that's cool too. Doesn't have to be. Before I get into this, because I'm in that sort of mood. Okay, I had a little pause there because I have a very classically friendly face. This is a very normal occurrence for me. And someone next to me in my car at the light, older man, rolled down his window and asked me a question. And of course, I gave him directions because like any very good girl would do, I am a friendly lady. So, you didn't need to hear that exchange, but he's good. He's on his way. He knows where to go now. Oh my goodness. Where were we? Oh, I was before about to launch into my wonderful jerk-off instructions. I wanted to have a little, we'll call it a PSA. It has come to my attention that some of you don't know that I love a dick at any size. I love whatever you're working with. I know that many audios that I do are scripts. Some are mine, some are scripts. And there might be mention of a dick being large or go deep into me or like things like that, right? That's described size. I'd say like a couple things because I have had a couple conversations with a few of you. One is that, you know, if it's written that way, I'll try to remember and, change that to something like less sizist, if you will. But I don't always remember and sometimes it doesn't quite work based on the thing. So I just wanted you to know that I don't care what you have. Well, specifically that you have a dick is what I care about. I do like men and I want you to know that whatever you're working with is beautiful and it's not about what you were given and it's all about how you use it and it's about like not just the way you use your body but the way you use your mind. So I'm way more attracted to you if you can be quippy and talk with me and make me feel good about myself and tell me that you think I'm great and ask for consent. Like I told you, that's a kink. I love consent. It's great. It's just checking in like, hey, how's it going now? I know we checked in a little while back, but are you still okay? Then I'm like, in your pussy? Yes. Oh, thank you for asking. Please, sir, please continue. So just a couple notes there because I want you all to feel welcome. And I think that there's a lot of beautiful connections that can be made no matter what anyone has. And I would hope you'd think the same of me, regardless of the fact that I am objectively gorgeous. I'm just just kidding. No, I'm attractive, so it's fine, right? I'm not, it's just facts. But if I wasn't, I know you would still treat me with love and affection, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I have a good personality after all. So I'm back to the farm. Do you know what that means? That means that you and I have a date with some nice sexy words. Again, if you're not into that and you want to leave, by all means, you do that.
I'm not asking you to necessarily stay. But if you decide you want to stay and you're in the need for someone to tell you how awesome you are and someone to speak some words to you that make you feel good about yourself, then you're in the right place. Because I got you. So take a deep breath. Maybe even close your eyes. Because Army is going to make you come. Mm-hmm. And hey, it's an audio, so you can pause wherever you need to. I'm not trying to put you on my schedule. I just want to make you feel good, okay? I do. I just want to make you feel so good about what you are. And sometimes you need some stress relief. And part of that is this, right? You're on the site because you need something. Maybe it's because you need a person to talk to, like not like an idiot, or that you want to just get a break from your day-to-day, but that's why I'm here. So while I'm talking to you, I want you to know that I need those pants down. I need the dick out, pants down. This has got to happen. So if you don't have them down yet, God bless you because you're just a good listener. But now you're going to take them down. Take them down, take them out. I don't care. You can have whatever. Dick needs to be out. So what do you want me to do to it? I'm not really sure what you particularly like. I mean, everyone likes a little something different. But I do know that at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I can to make you come for me. And one of the most effective ways I think that I can do that for you is with my voice and with my mouth. Both are really part of the same head. So deep, Army. So deep. But yeah, I want you to feel good. I'm your girl. So it's out. I want you to take lotion or Vaseline or whatever it is. You can spit on your hand. Anything. You can take out some jam from the fridge and pretend it's the jam that I made. I know that's a kink for some of you. If that's what you want to do, go grab the jam. But you're going to get something wet. You're going to put it in your hand of choice. And you're going to squish that up and down all around your penis. You're going to get real wet and you're going to pretend that it's my wetness on your dick, okay? Can you get it real wet for me? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Put a little more if you need to. Get it real nice and wet. That's going to make you feel real good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you're going to pretend that it's my hand and not yours. Or that it's my mouth and not your hand. But right now, you are not doing this to yourself. I'm sitting in front of you. I'm looking up into your eyes. And I am going to put you inside of my mouth. Can you want to do that? Is that okay? Can I put you in my mouth? Okay. All right. Here I go. I'm going to slide my mouth just around the tip. Just kiss it lightly around the tip. Lick it softly in a circular motion. I like the way I feel you hardening up. It feels really good to feel you expand around my lips. Keep those eyes closed, baby. Keep them closed. I'm around the tip of your penis. Swollen with a desire somewhere else. But I'm licking you softly with my tongue. I'm flicking at you. Yeah, that's it. Now I want you to take your penis and thrust it deeply into my mouth, whatever that looks like for you. I want to be my lips as far to the base of your penis as you'll let me. For whatever that looks like. I want to go deep onto you. Yeah. With that soft mouth, that wet mouth. around your shaft, just pulsating there, and pulling out. Yeah. Do you miss me? Do you miss me not being around your car for a second? Having just felt what it felt like? Do you miss that? I can go back. Yeah. Put me back in you. Feel free to touch my hair if you like that. You can press my head down. I like the way you touch my head. Okay, press me into you. That feels good. Bring me out. Press me down. Bring me out. Now press me down. That's right. Do you want to go a little faster? Okay. We can go faster. I'm also going to take my hand, which is wet for you. I grabbed a little wetness from my pussy. It's sweet, it's soft. I'm going to put it around the base of your penis. So as I lick you, I'm going to use my hand to follow up with it. Yeah. I'm going to pulse my hand around you. And I'm going to press down. You feel that? Does that feel good? Why don't you thrust into me real hard? Thrust into my hand and into my mouth. Let's do this. Yeah, come on. It feels good around you. Right? It's warm. My tongue is strong. I'm squeezing tight. That's like a tightness around you. I don't know. Ready to come, but if you are, stop. Nope, not yet. You can't come yet. You're not gonna come quite yet. It's okay, settle down. Just hold yourself. Don't move. I don't want you coming right yet. Because I need to kiss your face. I need to look up from where I'm sitting, kneeling in front of you. To look into your eyes. Touch your cheek and pull your head down close to me. And I want to kiss your lips. You taste so good. Especially you fellas who put jam on your dick. Especially you. Thanks for that. You're such a good kisser. Hey, I'm looking in your face right now. You can see the desire in my eyes. And you know that I want you. With whatever day you had, like I said. With whatever you're coming to the table with. I want you. I desire you. I do. That kiss, the look in your eyes, it's a woman who wants you. But I don't want just your desire. I want your release, okay? You want to do that with me? Okay. We can do that. I'm going to put my mouth back on you, but this time, I'm not going to be so slow. I'm not going to giggle so much. I'm going to, with intent, suck and lick on your hard penis. And your hard cock is going to explode into my mouth, onto my face, into my hair. I don't care. I didn't mean that to rhyme. Dang it! It sounded stupid. You're gonna come however you want, on me, wherever you like. going to do this now, okay? Are you ready to begin thrusting with intent into my mouth, baby? Are you ready for that? Okay. Then let's go. Press into me, babe. I'm warm. I'm soft. Come on. You can come for me, baby. Yeah. Come on, baby. I want you to come. Let's do it. Yeah. I can feel you. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, babe. Hey, and if I was too fast, feel free to rewind that. We can do that some more. Whatever it takes, it's fine. You are wonderful. Thank you for releasing your day's worries and your fears and just maybe even your passion onto me. That was really sexy. You're so sexy. And I'm glad you're here with me. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. Okay. We'll talk later, won't we? Yeah. Good night.